This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, who is aboard the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said that even though he is farthest from India, but closest to the hearts of Indians, and that his journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era.
आप आज मातृभूमि से भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं
Mr. Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and good wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his mission. Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla said that he is feeling proud to represent India. He said, under the leadership of the Prime Minister, today's India offers numerous opportunities to the people to fulfill their dreams. At least 3 people were killed and over 10 injured in a stampede near Sri Gundicha Temple in Puri, Odisha. The incident took place around 4 a.m. when hundreds of devotees gathered near the temple. The injured have been admitted to a nearby hospital. In West Bengal, 4th accused in Kolkata Law College gang rape case has been arrested. The security guard of the law college was arrested yesterday. Kolkata police has formed a 5-member special investigation team or SIT led by an assistant commissioner rank officer to probe the case amid growing outrage over the incident. BJP National President J.P. Nadda has formed a 4-member committee which will visit the state to investigate the matter and submit its findings. The Chardham Yatra has been suspended for the next 24 hours in view of heavy rain alert in Uttarakhand. Instructions have been given to the police and administration officials to stop the pilgrims in Haridwar, Rishikesh, Srinagar, Rudraprayag, Sonprayag and Vikasnagar. Meanwhile, in Uttarkashi district of Uttarakhand, a cloud burst near Silai Band in Barkot Tehsil has left 9 workers missing at an under-construction site. Teams from the SDRF, police and revenue departments are carrying out relief and rescue operations. Our correspondent reports that continuous rainfall since last night has disrupted normal life in various parts of the state.
Ongoing rainfall has caused waterlogging in several low-lying areas, while landslides in hilly regions have disrupted traffic movements. The Yamunotri and Gangotri National Highway remains blocked at multiple points due to landslides. Water levels in major rivers have risen, and mountain streams are following in spate. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall in Dehradun, Tehri, Pauri, Haridwar, Nainital, Champawat, and Udham Singh Nagar districts today and tomorrow. An orange alert is in place for the rest of the state. Authorities have advised the public to remain vigilant and take necessary precautions. Sakshi Singh, Akashvani News, Dehradun.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Jharkhand, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Orissa, Punjab, Saurashtra, Kutch, Uttarakhand and Uttar Pradesh today. And on to sports now. At the US Open 2025 badminton, India's rising badminton star Tanvi Sharma cruised into the women's singles final with a straight games win over Ukraine's Polina Borkova at the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, Iowa, in U.S. last night. The 16-year-old from Hoshiarpur in Punjab defeated world number 40 Borkova 21-14-21-16 in the women's singles event, wrapping up the match in just 34 minutes. Tanvi will now face world number 21 Wei Wenjiang of China in her first major final this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.